Hello, lovely people. Welcome to the Thriving Women Artists podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I am Sarah van Dongen.
I am Doreen Bellar.
I'm Ping He.
And we are here to share our creative journey and to support you on yours.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this last episode, episode number 81. And today we thought we would do sort of a recap of the last 2.5 years. What did we learn? What did we feel about podcasts? Because I think we've changed a lot in the last 2.5 years.
That's sort of personal.
It is maybe a personal. Oh, I think every episode is personal, but one thing for me that I didn't really expect, I think, was how nice it is to talk to fellow illustrators. Like, we started, I think we did 1 year or something with weekly episodes, which is crazy. Such a big thing. And I think every time I felt like, oh, what are we going to talk about? And every episode, there was like something surprising, something that made me think, something that made me happy, something that made me excited. And I'm not a very social person, so I was surprised by how much I liked talking with people.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, Sarah. And I think I'm quite the same as an introvert and sensitive person. For me, a collaboration like this was quite scary to commit to. But I felt the spark when Ping asked us to join her on this podcast, on this bumpy ride and exciting ride. And I'm glad I jumped onto it. How about you, Ping?
Yeah, I feel like such a privilege that we spent 2.5 years together intensively. First year, every week we meet in person almost every week. And then, you know, so many things, like I was thought, like, you know, from music, from everything, how we start from nothing to so many episodes in the air, and how we work. We are so different, three of us. And, you know, sometimes we have some like agreement. And it's so lovely to see how things coming together as a team, and things that I never thought can work, it'll work it out, and things is impossible but become possible. So I'm really proud that this 81 episode are there in the air. And I, along the line, we also have Instagram to manage. It's amazing what we did.
I agree. I did, looking back, I can't believe we used to meet every week, because that was quite intense, going to Pink's house, and it would be like half a day or more, and I would be so tired afterwards. So it would be like one day a week would be dedicated to a podcast, which, I mean, we had quite big and ambitious plans that in the end didn't happen, but that's fine. But still, for me, it's also good to realize that you can put in a lot of time and effort, and then maybe it doesn't fully work out the way you want, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't know if this makes sense, because I think we're all also a tiny bit sad, maybe Ping a little bit more. But I think when we started, we had these huge ambitious plans to create a whole platform and to maybe do courses and have a lot of interactions. But all of our lives, like our creative lives, but also our personal lives, they kind of grew as well. So it turned out that we had, I think, less time, not the time maybe that we envisioned we would put into it, or I don't know. We thought we would make a lot of money, basically.
but that was not the purpose.
That was not the purpose. No. So we didn't really start with thinking, okay, we want to make money. What shall we do? Let's begin a podcast. We started with, obviously, let's talk together and record it and send it out into the world. But I think we have these sort of dreams, or we're all very creative. So when you start something, your mind starts to imagine like, oh, what could this be? How can we share more? How can we, I don't know, make groups of people and have networks? And in the end, we didn't, none of us really had the time or the mind space for it. And for me, it's really good to realize that that's okay. You know, you can have these big, ambitious plans, and we're not following them now, but maybe we will do it in the future. You know, it's not like we say stop to those plans. But for me, it really, I think for some people, okay, I'm rambling, but for some people, hearing, like, if they followed our thoughts and our plans from the beginning, they might think, oh, you didn't follow through on the extra things next to the podcast. But it really, it doesn't feel like a failure to me.
No, to me neither. And I think it's a bit, it has been a big process. And in that way, it's similar to a creative process in which you move along with the things that happen, and asking yourself and ourselves, okay, what's next? Because you have some goals when you start out a new project, but like making a podcast. But somewhere along the way, your goals can change. And that's, for me, similar to a creative process.
And I actually think the reason why we didn't create this whole platform around the podcast and create like courses and online meetings is because we didn't have time, because we were busy with our illustration careers and our card careers. And also, I think all of us really grew like personally, like, so it's not only our careers that our creative careers that flourished and that needed the time and the input, but also our personal lives that sort of set off, I don't know how to explain it, but I think like all of us, we were when I look back at us 2.5 years ago, I think we were all sort of at the beginning of something, not only with the podcast, but also with our creative careers. And also, I think personally or emotionally, we grew so much. Like if I look at Ping and her, well, she's still quite busy, but like how it was so hard for you to like take time for yourself and relax. And I think Doreen, you did a whole, like you've made this whole mental shift as well. So I think that's, you know, you can focus on, or we can, like, we can only talk about illustration careers, but that's not the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, it's part of your personal life, a big part for us, but and therefore an important part, and it's intertwined with your personal life.
Yeah.
I think the podcast serving for us, three of us collaboration, it was a success. We all grow from it, and you both have your own retreat and a mentoring program. It's fantastic. And I think it's also in a way entwined, because it's not like we stop here. It's kind of journey, you know. The moment we decide, three of us, accountability journey, and now we grow from this accountability. We still, you know, not meeting personally like we used to, but this kind of glued together cause a comradeship is continuing, even though we don't see each other. We still want to the best for each of us. I want the best for Sarah. I have started a new, you know, family life, and during the mentoring program. And because if we want to do it, we know that we want to give 100%, and that we feel that the time right now, we all grow and we don't have enough time to dedicate to this precious baby for all of us. That's called the Thriving Woman Artists. And that's for that reason, we just take a little break, or maybe a longer break, or maybe, you know. So I cannot say we stop forever for this moment, but for now, we really need to take a long break to really figure out what next things take us to. If we want to come back, we want to come back 100%. That's what we think it's the best we can do for our listeners and for ourselves. We don't feel guilty that we are half-half, or even not half-half, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. We could do at least a reunion in a few months or in a year. I don't know. We didn't discuss this earlier, but I'm just curious to meet up again, and we will for sure, because we all live in Amsterdam and are in the same field, but we can meet up again recording this podcast, or at least one more episode, and to see where we are at that very moment and what happened in between.
Yes, I have a place. This place is used to be a wedding place, and I have 20 seats, so we can do one live recording with audience. With audience, can ask questions. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Let's see. We like, no. We just like, it's possible. Yeah. We do. I like the reunion idea. I feel like we have something, you know, to look forward, but meanwhile, we don't promise that we will do it for sure. But I don't want to keep empty promise.
No,
you do a group exhibition with the three of us and this reunion podcast episode.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, I was also I was also thinking, because now we've been quite or we try to be quite sort of strict with have a new episode out every other week, and the first year every week. And sometimes we prepared really well, and sometimes we just pressed record and just see what happens, which I think is really a nice thing. But there are also podcasts out there with very irregular, like when they put up a new episode, so that could also be a thing. I'm not sure, because for the last few months I feel like all of us were really not in the podcast zone. Like, we really struggled to find a day to meet, to keep up the Instagram, and so it really feels like we will have a real break and not think about the podcast for a while. But yeah, maybe in the future we will have like a few episodes a year or something, and maybe they are longer, maybe they are really with a very specific topic that we really research. Because what I really loved, and what I didn't think about, is that we have this topic that we talk about, and then all these different views on it, and that really helped me to get out of my own sort of mind. I don't want to call it prison, but mind, like room. Which I didn't expect. So I think we're a really nice, there's a really nice dynamic, because we are very different, all three of us, but we do think about a lot of stuff quite deeply, and we have these different ideas, and yeah, it's really enlightening, I think.
Yeah, and yeah. It's a good way to mirror your own ideas and to share them, and to I think it helped me to stay true to myself in a way, because staying open for ideas of the two of you and the way you work, it brought me new insights and new routines, or I sharpened some routines, and at the same time, it's a good way, has been a good way to pinpoint the things and the ways I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I reflect everything, because every episode, not we have all the answers and we do research, and I really learn from, like, I'm learning by recording each episode. I learn so much. I have tons of notes. And I look at it like, wow, I really spent time to learning these notes. And be honest, I think my business growing now, without this episode, I will not be where I am here, because I won't say not talk the talk. I really have to show that what I have done to improve as a thriving woman artist. That's kind of thriving from surviving mood. And I was in the surviving mood, you know, COVID, everything closed, and I was just recovered from breast cancer. I'm kind of really in the surviving mood. And I'm not saying I'm successful, you know, in a way I successful in my own term. And I'm learning from these two ladies a lot, how to plan things, you know. I'm very good juggle things, the ball in the air and see what sticks. I really learn to allocate time for my private life as well as my business, because in the morning when Sarah came on the show, on the episode, she has wet hair because she just came from the workout in the morning. I was so surprised. I was like, how on earth 9 o'clock she already did a workout? Oh, she take good care of herself. And I was like having like very late sleep, just wake up and just came on, put on clothes and put on, you know, and I did research last night. And it's like, it's not longevity. It's not good for surviving. Like, it's not good for long-term business, and not for your body, not for your business, and not for your family life. So I realized that in order to make everything work, you need to have balanced family and career. And I learned so much from being humble. Doreen is very humble, and I'm really kind of show-off person. And really learn to put a foot on the ground and stick with the plan and stay focused. I'm really happy that it works. And that's all reminded me, Ping, you did the first class wrong stock paper. And I really remember that every time if I do new project, I really check out. Can you send me some sample now? That's really interesting. Uh-huh. Thank you, guys.
Well, and I'd like to add something about what I've learned from the two of you. And Ping, what I've learned from you is to dream big. And then how to chase your dreams, no matter what, and with a clear goal that might change along the way, but also with discipline, just doing it. And that's has been very inspiring for me. And also how you honor and acknowledge your story and your history, and to work from your heart. So
thank you.
It was a privilege to see that so closely by working together. And Sarah, you are also a source of inspiration to me if it comes to stretch yourself, stretching yourself in your activities, being an introvert and a sensitive person, but just doing things that might frighten you at first, like the domestica course and your retreats abroad. You did it and you're doing it while you're having your fears, and that's really an inspiration for me to see, and to be open about off days we all have, but yeah, acknowledge them and share your feelings. Yeah, that's what I've learned from you. So thank you so much, both of you.
Oh, I'm getting emotional. It's so interesting that, I mean, we got like sort of like a peek into each other's minds or into each other's creative processes over the last 2.5 years, which is really special. And I think our listeners have probably gotten that peek too. So into all of our three minds. So yeah, that's really special. I think when we started, we didn't see how big, like 2.5 years, that's such a big portion of time.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting that we didn't see it coming. Like, yeah,
we didn't realize what it would bring us and what it would mean.
Yeah, and I'm really, really proud of what we did. We have like weekly download, like 2,000, 2.5 downloads a week, like 10,000 downloads a month. And the beginning, we didn't even think people would listen, because people really interact with us on our Instagram, but we don't really falling through certain moment. But I think we do influence a lot of people and then encourage them to start their own creative life, which I say that we just only a few steps ahead of you, a few months ahead of you, or maybe a few weeks or a few days ahead of you. Just keep falling through. And I think it's till this moment, our podcast is a journey that, because we also need to check in with our life, what is makes sense right now anymore. So at this moment, three of us is fully occupied with other things, the family and also our other commission work and our own projects. So maybe if we come back, we'll come back, you know, with committed, but maybe less frequency.
Yeah, when we started, I didn't realize what a podcast. I knew what a podcast was, but I wasn't listening to a lot of podcasts. And I think for me, what still is not a struggle, but like, I think it's there's not a lot of interaction. So yes, we have quite a few listeners, and obviously we have the Instagram and people respond, and but when I see people and they say, oh, I listen to the podcast, it's so inspiring, or when somebody sends me a message on Instagram, I'm always surprised that like we talk with the three of us, we talk together and we record it, and it's put into the world on all these listening platforms, but for me still the podcast medium is a bit of a strange one, because there's not a lot of interaction with listeners. And I think that's also the main reason why we wanted to create something more like a platform, and to have this interaction. And I think that's still something that all of us might want, but you just don't know how we would ever have the time for that. But I didn't realize that beforehand, that it feels a little bit one-sided. And that's not, it's just accepting how the medium works for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm like the same, Sarah. Let's don't forget that to thank all of you listeners who are listening now. Thank you so much for listening and for following us on Instagram and for responding to our posts and joining the prompt, because of course that's has been a true encouragement for us to keep on going.
Yeah, I think without everyone, you know, encourage us, we will not like keep on recording. I think we also overcome fear. I remember every time I'd be secret now, I'm recording, even though episode 81, I still have to go to toilet first, because every recording I'm nervous. I know why. Even though I know the topic, I did the research, I'm still nervous. So I think it's okay. What I want to say that without you guys listening, there's no episode, next episode. And I'm very thankful that you give us the courage to overcome our fear. And I know English is not my first language, neither Dutch, but we put ourselves out here to inspire you as well as inspire ourselves to moving forward with our creative career. And we wish that our 2.5 years spent together will make a change in your life. And hope, and no big or small, nobody judge you. Just you decide how far you want to do with your creative business or creative life. And we wish you all the best with whatever you have in mind. We always cherish you. We know we are here watching you as well, because we still have links and we still have, you know, followers on the Instagram. We follow you back. Yeah, this is not the end, maybe just the beginning of a new thing, you know.
It's both.
I feel sad in a way, you know, we created like the baby, perfect baby, but this is not the end, because I think we break little pieces, we puzzle things together, and we three of us are also very strong-minded. We want to take things serious. That's why we can be where we are now, because we are thriving with our own individual projects and individual creative business. So I think when we ever come back together, it will be even stronger than it is now. So I, for that note, and I think I want to say thank you and wish us best and wish you the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. I guess this is the end. Or the new beginning. We wish you happy holidays as well, because that's also around the corner, I think, when this episode airs. And I guess all the episodes will stay up. Our Instagram will stay up. So if you wanna need some inspiration when it comes to quotes or books or drawing prompts, you know, scroll down, keep sharing. I'm not sure how much time we will have with all of our new lives without a podcast in it. Thanks everyone. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please check out our show notes or our website, thrivingwomenartists.com. If you like our podcast, please leave a review. See you next week.